Many smart shoppers will do research before setting out to make a major purchase, but that's not always the case when folks seek out medical treatment. We're taking a look at how to be a savvy health consumer this week on Florida Matters. Mary Shedden of Health News Florida caught up with two doctors who want their patients, all patients, to make more informed choices. They even have a book about it, Know Your Chances, which aims to get patients to look beyond all the medical hype that's out there these days.
My name is Stephen Woloshin, and I'm a professor of medicine and community and family medicine at the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice.
My name is Lisa Schwartz, and Steve and I are a married couple that do all of our research together. We're general internists and professors of medicine, and we run the Center for Medicine and the Media, where we try to help the public, policymakers, physicians, and journalists understand what medicine can and can't do for them.
A lot of times, patients just want to hear the doctor answer one question: what can make me feel better? How do you explain to patients that there are pluses and minuses to every medical procedure?
Well, we try to encourage patients to think about medicine the way they think about other things. If you're gonna, you're gonna invest in a car or buy a car or something, there's questions you would certainly ask. There's a whole set of questions, and that people have, well-honed consumer skills, and you want to try to apply those same things in medicine, even though it's a different arena. The same sort of cognitive skills are come into play.
Not all doctors are in love with the idea of being grilled by their patients. I'm wondering, what are the questions you want patients to be asking their physician when they're talking about treatments or prescription drugs?
In medical school, where doctors are taught, if you see condition X, use drug Y. But the emphasis isn't so much on helping doctors have the basic facts about the drugs on hand. What's the size of the benefit? What's the size of the harm? And it's surprisingly hard to get that information in an easy and quick way.
The idea is, if you're considering whether to take a medicine or have a procedure, I think you want to ask a few basic questions, right? What is the benefit, right? What are the different dimensions of the good things or the bad things that I might avoid because of this drug? So sort of, how big is my risk or my chance of this bad thing happening? And if I don't do anything, and how big is the chance if I do something? And then I think you need to say, is the benefit worth the downside? So now I understand what I could get from it. Now I need to understand, what are the bad things that might happen? And if I understand those things side by side, now I have a chance at making an informed decision.
And it's probably a good idea also to ask about, if you're talking about one treatment, to ask, are there other treatment possibilities as well? Because sometimes there are alternatives and they have different sets of benefits and harms.
I mean, there have been a number of studies that sort of, certain types of doctors are more likely to recommend the procedures that they themselves do. If you have a hammer, everything's nail. And so the question, if you're seeing, I think there were a few recent studies about, cardiologists who do angioplasties being more likely to recommend that as a way to treat heart disease. And so the idea is, especially if you're seeing somebody who does something in particular, they may be a real, whether it's just a belief in the procedure because they do it so much, they believe that it works, or, they also sometimes have financial interests. And so I think it's really important to talk to people who really don't have, that kind of interest to get an independent opinion about the variety of options.
There is a lot of bad information out in the media and other places about scientific breakthroughs or miracle cures. You suggest that people go to websites from sources like the National Library of Medicine. Why is that?
The idea is that if the patient is going to sign up for something, they should know what they're going to get out of it or how they could be harmed in the process. And a lot of the consumer medical information takes out a lot of the facts on the assumption that people can't understand them. And I think our point is that people really can understand them if given a chance.
Lisa Schwartz and Stephen Woloshin, authors of Know Your Chances, are with the Dartmouth Institute. Find out more about how to be a savvy health consumer on Florida Matters Sunday morning at 7:30.